So my parents were lucky enough to flee Tibet over the Himalayas mountain in the 1990s. And my parents met in India, and then that's where I was born. In 2016, my family and I came to Australia as a refugee. Coming to Australia as a refugee was the big turning point for my life. When I first came here, I didn't know a word of English, and I first went to the IEC, so it's like an intensive English center, where I was bullied by Chinese classmates, actually. They would laugh at my face, and then they would be like, oh, you can't be Tibetan because Tibet doesn't exist, you know. I feel like it took a really big toll on me, questioning my identity as a Tibetan, and then I feel like that's when I sort of set my goal in life that I'm going to be a journalist and raise awareness about not just my country, but countries with countries like Tibet, who doesn't have freedom of rights or anything and are suffering at the moment, but people don't know much about them. So that's when I set my goal, and then I was like, yeah, I'm going to be a voice for them.
Why did you want to be part of ABC's Hewa initiative, Kelsang?
I actually didn't know about Haywire until I was in year 12, I'm pretty sure. That's when my media teacher gave me those like little postcards saying, oh, there's an Haywire competition from ABC, and then I feel like it will be really good for you if you join it. So I was like, yeah, sure, why not give it a try? Because I have a story of my own, and I was like, yeah, let's just give it a try. And then, yeah, and I actually got in, and then I didn't know what it was going to be like. I wasn't expecting like something so great out of it. I just thought it was just going to be like a regular workshop for 1 week. But when I actually got there, it was so different. Like, I met a lot of people from different regions of Australia. Everyone had their own stories, and then it was just so fascinating to, you know, sort of listen to their story and then get to know more people in life.
And have those connections endured since your involvement last year with Hewa Kelsang?
Actually, like, for being a second language, like English being my second language, I really have a hard time sort of talking to people from other countries. Sometimes I'm always like really conscious about my English and like how they'll take my English. You know, I'm always conscious and like very scared to talk to people. But through Hewa, I feel like it really boosted up my confidence in speaking with people. So I feel like it took a really great toll in my life.
That's fantastic to hear. So it sounds like perhaps it was a bit of a safe place to develop, share your story, learn from others.
Yes. In Hewa, we sort of just get to talk about like anything you wanted to talk about. For example, for my group, we talked about the climate issues. So we talked from the global climate issue to like local climate issues. And then there are a lot of groups that talked about other topics such as like disability, different diversity, farming, and then there are like very many more. I feel like it's a really great opportunity for anyone who has a story to like just get your own platform and then share your story to the world.
And what did you learn about yourself, Kelsang, through that process when you think back?
Oh, I learned a lot. Like, I feel like for myself, being a journalist student, I feel like I really need to boost up my confidence levels, because in journalism you have to talk in front of like so many people, and you need that confident levels. And then I feel like when I was in Hawaii, I felt like my English wasn't good enough, I think. So it really made me feel like, oh, I should like really practice on my English speaking and the pronunciations and everything.
So you're in your first year of media communications and journalism studies at the University of Canberra. How's that going, Kelsang?
I'm coping up well at the moment. As again, English being my second language, it's pretty hard to sort of like know all the words and stuff. But I'm, you know, translating everything and then like getting on well with everyone, and then yeah, getting mentors from like older people, and then, you know, hearing more stories about people and stuff like that. Yeah.
What is your dream for beyond your studies? When you eventually complete your studies at UC, do you know what you want to do, Kelsang?
Yes, I would like to work in ABC. If not, I was thinking of like a platform where I can sort of raise my voice and then talk about like literally anything that I want to talk about, rather than being controlled on what I want to say and what I can't say.
Kelsang, how has your role in your family here in Canberra and in the Tibetan community, I suppose, changed through the lockdown period, with particularly your father working overseas at the moment? Tell us about that.
Yes, it has really changed. Actually, I was appointed as the Tibetan community members just for this year, for 2 years now, as the culture officer. But my father not being here as the oldest member in my family, other than my mother, who can't speak English that well, like, I feel like I've got this really big responsibility on my shoulder, from taking care of my two siblings' schools, stuff, like my mom's job side and everything. Like, I had to take care of everything. And now that it's been over 5 years since we came to Australia, we had to do the citizenship application forms and everything, which I had to do it all by myself. It's like a really great opportunity on my shoulder.
Yeah, it sounds like a huge responsibility and a massive growth opportunity too for you, Kelsang, particularly looking after those two siblings, 16 and 11 years of age. What does being a culture officer for the Tibetan community in Canberra entail, and what kind of a message do you want to send, Kelsang?
So Tibet, as a cultural officer in Tibetan community, it's mainly to sort of sort out like cultural dance performances, our praying sessions, and like everything that's related to Tibetan culture. Every year for Multicultural Festival, we have our own Tibetan performances on multicultural festivals, but due to the lockdown and in the COVID since last year, we have not been able to do it. And then other than that, on His Holiness's birthday party as well, we do a lot of different Tibetan like culturally performing dances. That's when like the culture officers comes into steps and then takes care of like where do they practice the dances, what do they eat when they do the practices and everything. That's like what we take care of mainly. And I feel like Tibet has this really rich culture and really rich in, like, especially music. So I feel like, and me personally, like liking Tibetan dance and performances a lot, I feel like it's a really great opportunity for me as well to sort of let people know, like, what Tibetan dances and performances look like, really.
How is Canberra's Tibetan community faring in lockdown? Kelsang, you've talked a little bit about yourself and your family, but what about the community of about 150 in the Canberra region?
The Tibetan community, like living all over Canberra, we have not been able to sort of meet up until this year, July, for the His Holiness's birthday. That was the last time we met up, but then that was not during the lockdown, so we were able to meet up. But other than that, we just in September 2nd, we had a Democracy Day. So that's when we did, like, we couldn't meet up. So we had to do a Zoom call and then a live on Facebook for everyone to see who were the speakers and everything.
So what would be your message to anyone listening in who might know someone like you suitable for ABC's Heiwa competition? Entries close at the end of today. What would you say to them?
I will really, really encourage everyone who has a story of their own to people, especially people like me from different background, and then like a refugee like me, to raise your voice and then spread more awareness about your current situation. Because I feel like it's a really great opportunity and a really great experience, as you can meet a lot of politicians. Yeah, and then like you get to meet a lot of different people and you learn a lot from their stories and your experience in Heiwa.
Kelsang, thank you so much for giving us some of your time. I know it's a very busy day for you study-wise at UC with your media communications and journalism studies. We wish you the very best of luck with that and your pursuit of work with ABC. That's very exciting. And it's lovely to hear about how perhaps you found even more of a voice through the Heiwa program. Very best of luck to you.
Thank you very much.